政权，声音有价，请持续支持 My Radio 节目月费计划。
普罗政治，民声起义 ，My Radio 2015。
54th episode of Gary's English Learning Center.
Welcome everybody.
I'm not sure whether people can hear us with this mask on. I should. Okay, I can't take it in anymore. So what's the title, or what is the major theme of today's program?
Well, it's not Iron Man. We are the Ironic Men.
Ironic Men. And would the technician show the Ironic Men on the screen? Does this constitute an infringement of the copyright issue?
Possibly.
But we don't mind. We don't mind because we are the ironic.
We're the ironic men. No, it doesn't really, because we're the ironic men. We're not the Iron Man. We're the ironic men. Because, okay, like you said before, Eddie, that in English, irony is a very important concept. Mm. You know, irony is a very important concept.
So tell me about a concept.
In English, and this is, well, so anybody, I think, really in the world, you know, it's an important concept, you know, which we get across today. So have you got the definition here, you know?
But let me express my own definition of irony. It means that, to me, it means that you say something, but your intention is the opposite of trying to say.
You're kind of pointing something out by saying the opposite to what you actually mean. You're exaggerating something, maybe, you know, to make a point, you know, something that's bad. You know.
So I read the definition provided by Gary. Irony, it is a noun, the expression of one's meaning by using language that normally signifies the opposite. Typically for humorous, or emphatic effect. The quotation is, "Don't go overboard with the gratitude." He rejoined with heavy irony. Mm-hmm. So it has nothing to do with gratitude.
No, that's right.
It has something to do with contempt.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So in that context, and there's a bit more to it, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now we come to the synonyms of irony. Sarcasm, sardonicism, dryness, causticity,
excellent,
sharpness, acerbity, exit, bitterness, transiency, mordancy, cynicism, and we got more. A state of affair or an event that seems deliberately contrary to what one expects and is often rightly amusing as a result.
Yep.
Pronounced ironies. And the quotation is, "The irony is that I thought he could help me," which means that he did not provide any help.
No, that's right.
He just let me sink.
Yeah, you should have known better, really. You should have known better that somebody like that would have helped you, kind of thing.
So,
one more little thing here.
One more example. Yeah. Okay, another synonym, paradox. Mm-hmm. Paradoxical nature, incongruity, incongruousness.
Peculiarity.
Yeah. The irony of the situation hit her. A literary technique originally used in Greek tragedy, by which the full significance of a character's words or actions is clear to the audience or reader, although unknown to the character himself. Noun, dramatic irony. Plural noun, tragic irony. Mm. Okay.
So we've got some examples coming up, Eddie, by I think the maybe three of the best exponents, especially remember the last point, you know, exponents of dramatic irony. Whether they mean to be ironic or not, I don't know, whether they're being sarcastic.
Who's Marianne?
Carrie Anne. Well, it almost fits anyway. It's Carrie
Anne. What I heard was Carrie Lam instead of...
Yes, you meant to. Yeah, well done. Okay. See, well, the first, straight off the bat, make it happen. Make what happen? Make nothing happen?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Carrie Lam, Chief Secretary of Hong Kong, is a Fitbit fan. What is Fitbit?
Fitbit. Well, this is very ironic, I think, really. How are you finding your fit today? The company that makes these things, they discovered that she used them, and they used it for advertising the product. But as soon as they did, the sales dropped dramatically.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah,
you just told me something that I don't know.
It's quite funny, isn't it? Yeah. And they thought they promote Carrie Lam uses.
What is that again?
Fitbit. It's
something
like
a watch.
No, it kind of monitors your pulse or something like that.
I see.
If you're jogging or something like that.
Oh yeah.
So they thought they'd use her for an advertising campaign, but. But the sales dropped, so they dumped.
Oh, okay. Quite a number of people agree that a nominating committee alone should do the job, but some have other ideas. Who said that?
Her again.
Okay. Like popular or political party nomination and no screening, she won't that any such flights from political reality.
But she's trying to sell democracy to people, and she's defining democracy there, and she says people want that, and they can't have it. So, you know, I just think it's really ironic, you know.
Okay, but we are so used to that kind of political irony that we don't think that it's irony anymore. It's kind of political reality right now. Political irony to political reality right now.
Yeah, well, this is one of the same thing, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
You know.
Would be like viewing flowers in a mirror or the moon's reflection in water. Mm. Do you have any idea what this expression?
Well, it's almost the same, isn't it? You're trying to catch the moon in the water, and you have a similar thing.
You actually have catching the moon in the water.
Yeah, that's right. We do. And basically, this is a really florid and polite way of saying han hoi, really, isn't it?
Get lost.
Yeah, get lost, really. In a very, very poetic way, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
So, another irony.
Another irony, yeah. I mean, this lady, look, all those people, and I remember it was 2003, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In 2003, 500,000 people said han hoi. And she still comes back, you know?
I can't believe it.
I just can't believe it.
Okay. This is another political reality of Hong Kong.
Another political irony.
Tang dropped two bombshells targeting Leung's integrity and commitment to defending Hong Kong's core values. One that was serving as a member of the Executive Council. Leung proposed curtailing the duration of the license for commercial radio. And two, that he suggest deploying riot police and using tear gas in the face of mass protests against the enactment of national security legislation in July 2003. Yeah. That was David Bowie's China Girl.
Yeah, but that particular line, I think, is very appropriate. You know.
Would you say that again?
I think that particular line is very appropriate.
But what line?
Oh, I wandered into town just like a sacred cow.
Yeah.
Visions of swastikas and plans for everyone.
So that swastika is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
on the picture.
The last quote was from her book we dealt with before. Remember?
Yeah.
Learning English with Regina the Third. Remember?
Yeah.
And but this is maybe I can't read that. This is a recent quote of hers. You know, where she's attacking the maids and the.
Maybe I read the quote for our audience. Apart from reporting on inappropriate behavior of employers, should the foreign press not also keep a closer eye on why a great number of Filipino domestic workers in Hong Kong have become sexual resources? That created some kind of diplomatic crisis.
Yeah, with the Philippines and Indonesia, really, isn't it? I mean, if you know what you're calling their people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they come here to help, don't they? I mean, how would a lot of people cope in Hong Kong without having those people helping them? You know?
Yeah. When we are talking about racism, this is the example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes together with the swastika. You know?
Where do you got this poster?
It's on the internet. Yeah.
On the internet. Some, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And they used it, you know, to demonstrate against it, you know, saying that.
Hong Kong's challenge lies in successfully implementing the great divergence of Hong Kong within the great commonality of the Chinese nation. What the fuck?
Water the flowers. Go on, carry on.
Well, actually, I don't... I have difficulty in understanding what she talked
about. I think that's the point. I think that's the idea. That's the idea, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Bamboozle, yeah.
Yeah. This relationship obliged Hong Kong to safeguard the sovereignty, security, and developmental interests of the nations, including implementing Article 23, the national security provisions of the Basic Law, at an appropriate time. There is no strident call to rush into legislation, but a solemn reminder that Hong Kong has to fulfill its constitutional obligation.
Yeah, so even though 500,000 people said, no, we don't want it, she's still come back.
Yeah.
And she hasn't dropped the baton, as we say. Huh?
No. Okay. I'm quite upset that I have this... share the name, the share name with this person.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. It besmirched the family name. Huh?
Yeah.
The clan name or something. Yeah, he really has. Yeah, it must be embarrassing.
No. What's the name of that?
What does the fox say? It's a modern one, yeah. It's a modern song. It's very popular these days.
Which one?
What does the fox say?
What does the fox say?
Yeah.
Never heard of
it's
that.
It's a modern song, yeah.
It's a modern song.
Yeah. You've got to keep up to date. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. If it's an entirely a numbers game and numeric representation, then obviously you'd be talking to the half of people in Hong Kong who earn less than $1,800 a month, which is, in terms of Hong Kong dollar, 13,964 plus 2 cents, 20 cents. Learn said in comments published by the Wall Street Journal and Financial Times and the International New York Times.
Yeah, ironic again, isn't it? That's what I thought democracy was all about, you know.
Oh, but I don't think when he said that he has that kind of irony in his mind. What he said.
Yeah.
But to us, that is quite...
Well, it is ironic because he's kind of, you know, he's saying we're going to give you democracy, but we don't want to give you democracy.
No.
You know, and this whole thing about the selection committee, I'm making an analogy, Eddie, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I went to the supermarket and I picked out chocolate ice cream and some bananas, you know, and some nice brown rice or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it's like the selection committee would say, the shopkeeper would say, no, you can't have those because the selection committee has said all that you can have is a... a rotten egg.
Hmm?
A rotten egg which stinks, and a rotten tomato, you know, and I've forgotten the bad apple, you know, which spoils the bunch, you know.
Mm.
You know, in Cantonese, it's about rice, isn't it? It's about something in the rice spoiling all the rice.
It's also about egg.
About egg as well,
yeah.
But there's also a tomato, which you throw at bad comedians, you know, which they are, you know.
But there's another quotation, which I guess describes a similar situation.
Mm.
I forgot which one. Maybe it was Ford, who once said that you can have any color that you like.
yeah, that's right.
As long as it's just black.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Well, yeah. Welcome to the modern world. Eh? Yeah, that's what we're there.
So I think the irony is not unique to Hong Kong.
Oh no, is it? I mean,
you find it along, I mean, I would say every part of this world.
Yeah, I mean, iron is quite a concept, really. I think it pervades almost everything, really. And we could carry on with this, actually. We do a few more iron men, could we?
Sure. Yeah. But shall we, Nick, wait until next episode?
Yeah, we'll have another Ironic Man, occasional Ironic Man series. Yeah.
Okay. Occasional Ironic Man.
Ironic Man, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's plenty of it out there, you know.
Sure. We are not afraid of being out of issues.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Controversial issues when talking about irony.
Yeah.
So see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.